Well, see, this is part of something that we talked about a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
In terms of, actually, I think we talked about it last week, in terms of being very clear about what we consume and the companies that we buy from.
Right.
And what they do politically. Because it doesn't make any sense to shoot our own interests in the foot by buying products from companies that back our enemies.
Yeah, this could be a very effective, you know, boycotting, I think, is a very effective way to buckle, you know, buckle companies and also get, you know, make some political moves and get political momentum going. Because if you hit them there, it hurts them.
Yeah, it hurts them, and it makes others that are sitting on the fence about how they're going to act, it makes them think twice. Because if people are forced to be good corporate citizens, I guarantee you, they're going to be good corporate citizens. All it would take is one day.
Mm-hmm.
Of empty Walmarts all over America. And Walmart wouldn't be locking their employees in after midnight anymore.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be amazing. And I bet you they might even get a raise.
The no shopping day.
Yep, absolutely.
That's what, you know, Adbusters Magazine used to try to make that happen every year. Buy Nothing Day, I think it was.
In America, it's so difficult.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people who, certainly people who believe in the power of capitalism, you know, they don't want to do that to the economy. You know, when I, you know, shortly after 9/11, when I did a joke about how, you know, that the only thing Bush could say was, you know, come on, resume consumption.
Resume consumption,
get something between you and your feelings before they lead to questions.
Yeah, right.
You know, and like I got an angry letter. You know, from somebody who just said, you know, you should, you know, not live in this country because you clearly don't understand how the economy works. If the economy stops functioning, then everything turns to crap. And you're not American if you believe otherwise.
Well, that's true. No, I mean, look, the bottom line is this is an economy that depends on consumption. It depends on different groups of people consuming huge amounts. Do you know that black people...
It depends on us feeling incomplete.
I'll give you an example. Do you know that black people consume something like 60% of all potato chips sold in America?
No.
If black people stopped eating chips, Wise would be gone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the truth. I'm not making this up.
Now, when you like, say potato chips, is that the full spectrum
the
of
full spectrum
like
of
Doritos?
No, I don't think
chips,
Doritos count. Doritos don't count. But, like, you know, barbecue... So sour cream and onion, cheddar cheese, all of those.
Well, you know,
not like I eat many of them myself, yeah, mind you.
This is coincidental because let me tell you, Mark Riley. Sometimes it's not easy being a liberal. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time. But when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now, it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I've sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Oh, I'm just going to come right out and say it, man. I ate a McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Then you must make amends with your colon.
I'm not concerned about the damage I did to myself. I'm worried about the damage I've done to the world by supporting the arches of evil, man.
But in the name of compassion and tolerance, I say this. Let he here who has not been seduced by a McDonald's french fry cast the first stone.
But McDonald's french fries are made at a processing plant that pollute underground water supplies. They use so many chemicals that half of every potato grown is discarded and thrown away. And the McDonald's corporate icon is a predatory clown who lures children into a lifetime of obesity and heart disease. I knew all this, man. Yet all it took was for me to be at the airport and think that I was in a fake reality. And I'm like, oh, I just poured out my entire digestive tract because I could.
Well, my son, you gave in to the temptation of the flesh, cow flesh. The obvious answer is avoiding McDonald's in the future.
Yeah, if only it were that easy. I mean, with a few exceptions, the major fast food chains are all serial rapists of land, blatant exploiters of cheap labor, and frequent contributors to Republican candidates and conservative causes, my friend.
But it's not just fast food. The same can be said for just about every corporate supplier of goods and services.
Exactly. The only way to fight the power is not to eat anything, not to wear anything, and not to go anywhere. I won't be totally righteous until I am naked and starving and shut into my apartment.
Mark, my son, nude, agoraphobic hunger is not the answer. You must take the time to educate yourself to find out what companies are willing to manufacture their products, food or otherwise, without destroying our planet and exploiting our brothers and sisters. Granted, these companies are in the minority, but they do exist, and it is up to us to make the effort to seek them out.
Dude, what if I just want a greasy, mass-produced, cardboard box meal immediately, right now?
Well, my son, anything that is worthwhile takes time, and instant gratification is no exception. Now go forth and sin no more.
Amen.
I'm not even sure that last part made sense, Riley.
Right.
I was at the airport, man, and I'm sitting there, dude. Call us 866-303-AAR0. That's 866-303-2270 to confess. Okay, it's time to confess and let us know what's on your mind. I was at the airport, Riley. And I just
had
the airport.
I know how that is. I know how that is. But, you know, we got some people that are getting ready to confess, and we've got the war on brains when we come back here on Air America Radio. We
call 866-303-2270. Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition.
Yes.
Yes, it's Air America Radio. We're taking your confessions at 866-303-2270.
Lots of sinners on the line.
It looks to be that. Let me read a quick email here. Mark and Mark, you two start my mornings off. I teach sixth grade in California, and being that California doesn't have any money, I sweep out my room each morning at 6 o'clock, just in time to hear either the liberal agenda or the Palm Pilot readings from Ramon or Ray Ray. I love you guys! Sincerely, Martha, thank you for listening. I'm sorry that you have to do that. You are definitely in one of the noblest professions that there are. They shouldn't be making you sweep your own room, but it's nice that you you care enough about the kids to do that.
I think teachers should be paid like professional athletes.
Should be paid like, very least doctors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, let's take some of these confessions. Let's see what we got.
We got a lot of them.
I know. Kevin in North Carolina, how are you?
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. All right. Confess. What did you do?
I have sinned because at times I'll listen to right-wing radio here in Asheville, just so I can call them up and argue with them.
Well, you know, I don't think that would only be a sin if you didn't argue with them. It would only be a sin if you sat there just to enjoy that hate buzz.
What I do sometimes, like, one issue that they complain about is they didn't like paying taxes so that kids could have free breakfast, you know, at school.
Yeah.
So I called up and I pretended like I was one of those rednecks and I said, hey, those kids, they have to take a job or something, you know, sweep the floors or pick up trash and, you know, make them pay taxes, you know. And finally the guy was like, well, wait a minute, we don't want to do that.
And I said, well, that's pretty good.
What are they going to do? I mean, who's going to feed them? The church?
Kevin, I got penance for you. Take a box of Frosted Flakes to your local radio station. Drop it off with the receptionist and leave it for whatever host you've been arguing with.
And then come back and TP it at midnight.
There you go.
It sounds to me like he's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like he was doing a sin. It sounds like he's doing some pretty good...
Pretty subversive stuff, actually.
Would he be called a... He's like doing the good pranks.
He is.
He's already doing the good work, man.
That's cool.
Hey, Bela in New York. How are you, Bela?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Bela. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
I listen to you every morning. You keep me laughing on the way to work.
Oh, thank you.
Now, but here's my big sin. I drive a mini SUV.
You drive an SUV?
Man.
Yeah.
In New York City?
Yeah.
What are you, nuts? You must be very rich, Bela.
Yeah.
Well, I drive to the Bronx. I can't, there's no transportation I can take. It would take me an hour and a half. That's not the problem. I could get another car, but I like being up high. It makes me feel safe, you know?
Yeah,
you know. That is why women drive SUVs and have done so since time began, because it's high off the ground and makes them feel safe.
It's like driving a tank.
But I'm not like one of those little twiggy women in those huge, huge ones. I just get a mini one, and I'm, you know, like, I fit it. It's good. It's a good size for me, but still, it uses all that gas. It's terrible.
Go ahead,
Riley. It's yours.
Here's your penance, Bela.
Okay, I'm listening.
Toyota of the Bronx.
Yeah.
Go there. Ask for the Prius. You know what the Prius is, right?
Yeah.
The hybrid that gets like 60 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
Trade in your Liberty. For a Prius.
No. or else start carpooling.
Yeah.
Just start, you know, just drive by a bus stop and pick three people up and take them to work.
Yeah, that would do it.
Oh, okay.
All right,
that sounds good. I like that.
All right, Bela, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Bela.
You know, a lot of people, at least she's not driving a Hummer.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, my mother drives a mini SUV, and, you know, it's not, but that one sounded big. That didn't sound mini.
No, a Jeep Liberty's not that, I mean, it's not a Hummer by any stretch. Not an Escalade or anything.
Let's talk to Danny in South Orange, New Jersey. Danny?
Hi, Danny.
Hi, it's not Danny, it's Annie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Annie.
Hi,
how are you?
It's early, my voice is low, it's okay.
That was Passman, son of Louis and Linda Passman.
Yeah.
We had a response
hey,
for that.
Hey, one more of them, you're out, pal.
All right, what do you got, Annie?
No, it's okay, it's fine.
Okay.
I was really, oh my God, I'm so friggin' rude to a Republican this week.
Oh, that's all right.
No, you don't understand.
All right.
She had on the back of her van a bumper sticker that said, "Thank me for your tax break. I voted for Bush." And I saw this, and I went friggin' ballistic.
Yeah, why not?
She was selling Tupperware.
Oh, God.
And as I was walking into this temple where I was participating in a craft fair, this woman was holding the door open for me, and I said... She said, "Let me help you." And I said, "No, thank you. You've helped me quite enough." She said, "What?" And I said, "You've helped me take the future away from my children is what you've done."
Oh, you're rough, Annie.
She said, "What? What?" And I said, "I saw your car. I saw your bumper sticker."
Wow, you went all out, huh?
Yeah.
And she said, "So much for free speech." And I said, "You're doing your best to stop it."
Oh, nice.
Hey, you don't need to do any penance whatsoever. As a matter of fact, have yourself a really good lunch or night dinner. Treat yourself to something, Annie.
Yeah, maybe you could get a job on the network here.
Hey, Riley, one thing. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my daughter wants to play date with your daughter so bad. We live in New Jersey.
Oh,
we have to set it up.
Okay.
I hear you talk about your daughter, and she's like, "I want to meet that girl."
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, my daughter is really good with people her age, so maybe we can hook that up for sure.
I have a 6 and 8-year-old.
All right, well, I guess what
Oh, that's perfect.
Email us over here. Tell her to hold on.
Yeah, tell her to hold on.
And let Passman take down the information. Thanks for calling, Annie. Looks like, you know, you got new friends, right?
Playdates, hey, you name it. We do it here at Air America Radio.
Okay, here we go. Portland, Oregon.
Sure that there is.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fair
very
enough,
much.
You guys. Baron, dude, usually I have to have a buzzer wake me up, but your voice wakes me up at 6:07. And it's no joke, dude. It's a pleasure listening to you guys. Riley, you got to be the coolest guy in the world. Every time somebody calls up, you're like, "Hi." I mean, it's like it's not even a job for you guys. Get over yourself, Maron.
Okay.
I mean, you're hilarious.
Thank you very much. Did you just call to hurt me? Where'd he go? Is he gone?
He's gone.
A temporary place now.
Oh, there you go.
Place.
What's that?
Everybody was watching Good Morning America.
Yeah.
I turned your show on yesterday, and there was this one jerk who was just like turning the volume up. Everybody's around. What's that show? What's that show? It's awesome.
Oh, thanks, man.
You guys are the greatest show. You're like the stepchildren of the Air America Network, but you're like, I even like you guys better than Franken.
so what was your confession there, Henry?
I just made some up. I said I didn't vote. I didn't know what you guys were talking about. I couldn't think of anything. I live in Oregon, so I figured that'd be a forgivable sin because we carried Kerry anyway.
But you did vote, right?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did.
Yeah,
I
said that to
you. He got me at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
So your sin is you called here and lied to us. That's your sin.
I just wanted to get on and tell you guys you're great. I love you. I'm serious. You guys are like the greatest morning show I've ever heard in my life. They got to get you guys on and recycled.
Okay.
When I used to work before, I didn't want to get up and get in the shower and go to work because I'd have to miss your show.
Oh, man. Well, thanks, Henry. That's really nice. And I'll get over myself upon your instructions.
No problem.
Now, we got time for this one last guy, because this one is a real doozy.
All right, Mike. What's up? Mike in Columbus, Ohio. How are you?
Mike, you sinner, you.
Hi, gentlemen.
What's up?
I'm not sure if this is a liberal confession or if I'm just looking for a pat on the back, but I had premarital unprotected sex, and I'm not at all ashamed of it either.
Really?
Hey, yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, wait a minute. When that little child comes calling you daddy, well, then what?
Oh, no. She can't have kids.
How do you know? She told you, right?
Oh, I know.
No, well, you know what?
I've known her for 2.5 years.
All right, well, you know what? You were willing to take the risk, and you're willing to take responsibility for it, and it sounds like you had a good time, so I'll let you off the hook.
Wait, not so fast. Get thee to a drugstore.
Yeah.
Two words for you there, Mike.
Yeah.
Trojan Magnum.
Magnum, why are you assuming Mike is hung like a car?
Because he's known her for 2.5 years and knows she can't reproduce.
All right, what's that got to do with the size of his...
You said Magnum.
Yeah. Magnum's the really big one.
All right. Hold on.
All right, then... okay, then get yourself some of those plastic gloves, the latex gloves, and
why
cut off one of the fingers.
Why are you assuming he has five of them?
No, I mean, that's a little smaller. If you see the Magnums don't work.
Hey, Mike, have a good time. Just be careful and,
use the Jimmy hat, Mike, okay?
Well, I just use those plastic coin rollers.
All right, Mike. He's doing well, you know what?
Don't they hurt a little?
The thing about the plastic coin roller thing is then the sex is not hinging on your ability to have an erection. Anyways, it's 43 past the hour. Apparently, we've taken a turn into the... where are we?
Well, wait a minute. I didn't do that.
No, I know that, but that's just where we go. We'll be back with more confessions after this. The number is 866-303-2270, 44 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Rob Corddry from The Daily Show. If you're like me, and you probably are not, you're tired of getting your news from sophomoric, unreliable news outlets more focused on entertainment than news, like CNN and Newsweek. That's why I get my news from Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. That and Fox.
Call 866-303-2270. Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
That's the hour, Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. That's Buffalo Tom, which was a great Boston band, which reminds me, Mark Riley, we will be in Boston on Friday, Boston area. We will be in Somerville at in Davis Square at the Someday Cafe. Our guests are going to be Barney Franks coming down.
Yeah.
We got Ted Leo is going to jam. We got Barry Crimmins coming down with some funny. We got Jimmy Tingle coming with the funny. We got you people coming by. There's no charge. Stop by. Have a cup of coffee. I am going to call Red Bones personally today, I think, and see if they will supply us with some links or something. Bring some sausage,
a rack of ribs, Diet Coke.
I can't guarantee it to you people, but I didn't plan ahead. But I've been putting it off, but I'm hoping maybe it's not going to happen. But we will be at the Someday Cafe in Davis Square in Somerville, and we'd love to have you. Right now, we're taking liberal confessions, which seems to be the phones are heating up.
Yeah, they sure are.
866-303-2270. We are going to talk to Stuart in New York. Stuart, what's eating you, man? What's on your mind? What did you do wrong?
Hey, Stuart.
Hey guys. I was on the subway once, and I was just struck up a conversation with these college kids, and it was before the election, and they all said they voted early. I was like, I figure they're educated college kids. I figure they voted for Kerry. And one of the girls said, I voted for Bush. I said, can I ask you why? And she's like, well, Bush is pro-life and Kerry is pro-death. And I was like, what? I said, abortion? I said, are you kidding me? I said, they were getting ready to get off this stuff. So I just started rattling off. I said, Bush is what, a 40-year under Clinton. They're back up under Bush. And then they would get up the subway. I said, good luck to your uterus.
nice, Stuart.
Just do something nice for a college kid you like, and that'll erase that one.
Give him a scholarship.
That's all right, Stuart. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe you changed your mind. It's hard for me to give penance to Stuart because, in my head, it's like he did the right thing. Don't feel too bad, I guess. Thanks, Stuart. That's hilarious. It was everyone was so tense. I mean, I can't even, the amount of fights I got into, I told you, I got that guy almost beat me up. The husband of that journalist in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was crazy before the election.
People just don't know when to chill.
Oh, here we got Maria in New York listening to WLIB. Good morning, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Good morning.
What's your confession?
I hope you can understand my voice. I actually really do have laryngitis.
That's okay. I can hear you.
It's not a morning voice.
It's okay.
My confession is that right after we went into Iraq, I was watching Fox News for a while. I got to tell you a little slight thing there. I don't think I even realized, because we don't really watch TV a whole lot.
Right.
That it was as conservative as it was.
That even,
and after a while, because we put a flag up, we were kind of caught up in that patriotic fervor and let's go, let's do this.
Yeah.
But after a while, it just we just really started getting sick. I think sick to our stomach watching Bill O'Reilly's face and that little sneer he gets on his face and a little kind of cocky look.
Yeah.
And it just kind of started to rub us the wrong way.
Yeah, you're making me hate him.
And then we started figuring it out. But since then, fast forward, we listen to Air America Radio all the time. We don't really watch TV anymore, any of those news shows. And I think we've had a transformation. So
okay, so you've already done your penance.
Yeah, maybe.
I think you have.
But we did watch it for a couple months, I have to admit.
Well, yeah, so you might have to listen to Air America Radio for a couple of years.
Yeah.
To
that'll
erase
work.
That. 2 months of Fox News versus 2 months of Air America Radio should do the cleaning necessary in your mind and heart.
Yeah. Now, you're married, right, Maria?
Oh, yeah, four kids.
Okay. Get your husband's pair of Nick tickets.
Nick tickets. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Maria.
All right. Thanks, Maria.
You know, my dad was one of those people. Like, you know, he would call me up and go, you know, I was watching the news, and I don't think what you're saying is true. I'm like, what are you watching? He goes, I watch the Fox News. I'm like, Dad, that's not news. That's fiction.
Yeah, right.
Packaged propaganda. People like it because it's got music underneath it, or the graphics are exciting.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, I think it's a little biased. He was like, really? All right, let's take another quick call here. Steve in Minneapolis listening to XM. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Quickly.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I'm already doing my penance. I got fired from my job a while back in Minneapolis, so now I have to drive 90 miles every morning to another city to a job there. And listen to you guys. That's the only thing that keeps me going.
What'd you do, Mike? Here, Steve.
Well, for posting on a Yahoo message board for the company, not company information, nothing proprietary, but just sarcasm and subversive comments, because the company was outsourcing a lot of jobs to India, and I accidentally put my name on one and got fired for it. So I'm doing my penance now with this driving, but I still go on that message board and leave anonymous posts just to bait the conservatives on the board. And, you know, it's so easy.
Well,
I don't know if they got no sense of humor or they're dumb or what. But,
yeah, both.
Check all of the above.
Thanks a lot for calling, Steve. Sorry you lost your job. And, you know, thanks for listening and keep making those posts. It's important.
Yeah.